The U.S. Army plans to break up Halliburton's multi-billion dollar, multi-year contract to provide food, housing, and other services to American troops in Iraq. The Army will allow other companies to bid on the work. As NPR's Kathleen Schalk reports, Halliburton hasn't decided whether to pursue the new contracts.
Both Halliburton and the Army called the change a, quote, normal part of the contracting process. Halliburton's subsidiary KBR has been doing the work under an all-purpose contingency contract. It provides whatever the troops need, bills the government, and tax on a percentage as profit. Stephen Schooner, co-director of the Government Procurement Law Program at the George Washington University Law School, says asking for new bids makes sense.
To the extent that we're going to be in Iraq for a long time, we can probably handle this on a fixed price basis, or at least parts of it on a fixed price basis. If you're going to build some permanent barracks, if you're going to require a certain number of meals be served over the next year, we can estimate this now much better than when we were originally going over there and we weren't quite sure how many troops would be there, how long they'd be there, or what KBR would need to do to support the mission.
Carving the contract into smaller pieces will also save money, according to military contracting expert Peter Singer of the Brookings Institution.
The firm itself, Halliburton itself, doesn't carry out much of these contracts. It performs it through subcontractors, and the subcontracts are worth hundreds of millions of dollars. So from just a business sense, you would look at it and say, hey, why don't we cut out the middleman here?
But Singer says there are probably other reasons for the switch as well. One is frustration over the bills KBR submitted so far.
Pentagon auditors have not been able to account for over $1.8 billion worth of charges.
Singer says spreading the work out would also help diffuse the political controversy over Halliburton's ties to Vice President Dick Cheney, its former CEO. Halliburton's current CEO, Dave Lessard, told an energy conference yesterday he's not sure whether the company will bid for the new contracts. He says KBR would need higher profit margins. James Wickland, managing director of energy research at Bank of America Securities, says that's true. He says the 1-2% profit margin under the current contract is far less than what the government has paid the company for similar services in the past. And Wickland says the bad publicity has hurt the company a lot as well.
Considering the headline risk that we think is mostly political, we would think the best of all worlds would be that the contract gets rebid and Halliburton does not win any of the six areas.
On the other hand, if KBR does throw its hat in the ring, it may well come out the winner, according to Dan Briety. He's written a book about Halliburton and its role in military outsourcing.
Like the oil infrastructure work that was competitively rebid at the end of last year, I suspect that Halliburton will end up with the majority of the work, partially because they are so entrenched already in the country. The longer you keep a single contractor in place, the more difficult it is to remove that contractor and bring in new people who are less educated and less familiar with the terrain.
The Wall Street Journal reported yesterday that the Army plans to complete the bidding process by the end of this year. Spokespersons for the Army would not confirm this, but said the Army is looking into which portions of the work can be competitively bid. They say field commanders in Iraq will have the final word on that. Kathleen Schalk, NPR News, Washington.